Now notice what the priest did when he came down out to the leper. Then shall the priest command to take for him, that is to be cleansed, two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them in the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed, over the running water, and he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. Now, didn't I tell you we were going to see an unusual ceremony? This is it. I don't think there's anything anywhere as unusual as this is. This is the cleansing of the lepers. All sacrifices were made on that altar that was in the tabernacle and later in the temple. No other place, God says. This is the exception. Why? Well, the altar, you see, is that cross of Christ. And it was reared right down here on this earth. And that altar speaks of that. But you see, he came down here where the leper is. And the leper didn't have access to the tabernacle. He was shut out. Friends, we were shut out from God. We were strangers. We were afar off. We were without hope and without God in the world. And he came out to where we were to meet our need. Now, there are two live, clean birds, a dove, I suppose. Now, one represents the death of Christ, and the second bird represents the resurrection of Christ. These are the two great facets of the gospel, and both are essential. Paul said to the Corinthians, "This is the gospel. I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also receive, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. He was buried, rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." Two birds, one representing the death, one the resurrection. Now, cedar wood, that's a symbol, I think, of the perfect humanity of Christ. The wood was incorruptible. It served a practical purpose as the handle of a brush to which the hyssop was tied with a scarlet string, and scarlet was evidently scarlet wool. Now, we're told the third thing here is scarlet is a sign of faith in the blood. And this reminds us that Rahab, you know, was instructed to put out a scarlet cord as an evidence of her faith. And then hyssop was a plant that grew upon rocks in damp places. And hyssop represents faith of the individual. It's the appropriation and the application of the redemption in Christ. Now, you can stand at the sidelines and nod your head and say you believe Jesus died and he rose again. That doesn't mean you're saved. Have you appropriated for yourself? Have you really trusted him? This is a tremendous ceremony, friends. And then the earthen vessel speaks of the humanity of Christ. He took part of our flesh, our humanity. And we're told we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And the earthen vessel is this body that we have. Now, the emphasis here, of course, is upon the weakness and infirmity of humanity. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tested like as we are, yet he was without sin. Now, running water is living water, water that was taken out of a branch that was running. And maybe some of you people in some sections of the country don't know what I'm talking about when I talk about branch water. Where I come from, a branch is a little creek. A little rivulet, maybe some of you call it, that runs along. It's running water. And this water that was taken from a running stream or fountain, it speaks of both the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And the ritual is both unusual and beautiful. One of the birds is slain over the earthen vessel in which there's living water. This represents the death of Christ who offered himself by the eternal Spirit. The writer to the Hebrews in 9:14 says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living and true God?" Now, two birds are essential, as you can see, because one of them is killed, and then the live bird is dipped in the blood of the slain bird to identify him with the bird that was slain. that we have a carrying through of the same great truth, and the live bird is given its freedom by permitting it to fly away. And Christ was delivered for our offenses, but he was raised for our justification. Friends, to give us the liberty to stand steadfast in Christ. And we're told in Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, with a law, or rituals, or regulations. Now Christ took our place, died, paid the penalty. He was raised for us. And if he died for us down here, and we died in him, then we're in him up yonder, because he's been raised from the dead and at God's right hand. And we're joined today to the living Christ. And the believer's as free as the birds of heaven in being delivered from religion, ritual, and law. He is now, though, a bond slave of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's subject to him. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments today. Now, hyssop here denotes the faith of the sinners in the application of the blood of Christ. So you remember that David cried out, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. It's the application of the death of Christ, the blood of Christ to our sins. And again, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The application of the blood of Christ to our lives. Now the blood and the water meet in this ceremony. You notice that, the living water and the blood. John was careful to note, you remember when Christ died, that when the spear was put in his side, there came out both blood and water. Not just one, but both. And he tells us that in his gospel. He tells us that in his first epistle. One school of the Gnostics of John's day taught that Jesus was not God, but that God came upon him at baptism, that's water, but departed at the cross, blood. John insists that he was God from the very beginning when he was made flesh, and he was God on the cross when he shed his precious blood. This is the testimony of Scripture. And John says, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. What a marvelous thing this is. Now the ceremony and offering concerning the leper all bore this out. And it illustrates, you see, this great truth.